Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
For today, and I truly thank God for that song, for truly no weapon formed against children of God shall prosper. And we got to know that, and not only know it, but we got to believe it. There is nothing Satan can come up against you with that will prosper if you believe and if you trust in God. Glory be to God. I do give honor to God, His Son, Jesus Christ, for each and every one today at the sound of my voice. I thank God for being here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God for truly here, so good God. I thank God for blessing us, waking us up this morning, keeping us in a safe and sound mind. I thank God for each and every one that came out tonight. Ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. Praise God. Brother D, are you there? Devo, are you with us? Brother Tim, are you with us? Okay, they either got the phone on mute and don't hear it, but we will begin.
Yeah, I'm here, T. I'm here. I'm just in this truck with so much noise. I'm here. Yeah.
Okay.
I do what I can.
Would you like open us up with a prayer?
Amen, amen. I'm here. You all bear with the noise and bear with me. And
amen,
you
amen.
With my sister and brother that is listening, you all will bow your head, give God your heart. Give God your ear and pray along with us. Father God, we come before you this evening to just give you a word of thanks. Father, we just want to tell you thank you for what you've already done in our lives. We thank you, Father, for how you woke us this morning, allowed us to start a new day. One that's been coming, Father, since the beginning of creation, and one that we will never see again. Father, we just thank you for life. Father, we thank you
thank
for
you,
your
Lord.
Blood. We thank you how you allowed your son to come and shed His blood, that we may have life. And you said that we should have more abundantly. And Lord, we just
more
thank
abundantly.
You for it. And Father, we ask that you look upon this service that we're about to embark upon. We pray, Father, that you would touch the speaker today, that whatever comes
thank
off of it, let it be from the word, Lord. Let it be from let it pierce the heart. It'll be healing to someone's soul. We pray, Father, that this service will help and touch someone's soul each and every day of our lives. Lord, we love you. And we truly
praise
place no one above
God.
You. So that you continue to bless us, continue to keep us, Lord. Continue to give us a mind and say yes to your word each and every day of our lives. Lord, be blessed among many. We ask in your darling son Jesus' name. That every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that.
Amen.
I think that's no problem. I thank God for the message, for the prayer on today coming from Brother D. And I tell you, I thank God because it starts our day. It's made way for the program to have the Spirit of God when we believe and when we open things in prayer and let God know that we trust Him to carry this service. We just sit up.
Amen.
And I thank and I praise God for that. I thank God for who He is. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had a sister, Sister Kathy McDougal. She wanted me to speak on who is thou neighbor. And, you know, I looked at it. I studied it for a while, and then I put it aside. I said, Lord, I just don't know now. I felt like it didn't have enough information. But, you know, God is able. God is able. When you ask God something and just leave it to Him, it works out. So I'm asking the question today, who is thy neighbor? Now, when I look up in the Webster Dictionary, I find that neighbor is to live or be located as a neighbor. It's to associate in a neighborly way. So, and I'm going to get more into being a neighbor. So, but first we're going to go to Luke, the 10th chapter, and starting at the 25th verse. We're going to talk a little bit on the neighbor. Luke 10th chapter, we're going to start at the 25th verse. And I'm just going to read quite a bit because I got quite a bit that I want to be able to expound on. 25th verse said, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus, we're talking about Jesus now. He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do and thou shalt live. But he willing to justify himself said unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? And I looked up the word justify so we could just understand what the young man was doing. Justify is to prove or to show to be just, right, or reasonable. So in other words, he was trying to show Jesus that he was just, that he was so right, and what his thought was reasonable. Because Jesus had agreed with him, and he says, I have answered right. This do and thou shalt live. Now, we got to realize we're not righteous like Jesus. We're not just as Jesus. And the only way we are righteous when God kept us as righteous. Glory, hallelujah. And that is because of our faith. Then verse 30 said, and Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, departed, leaving him half dead. And you know, when I looked at that verse, I said, Jesus, that's just what they do today. People will jump you, take everything you've got, mm-hmm. beat you half to death, and leave you mm-hmm. laying there mm-hmm. to die. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, and yes, that yes. is not a neighbor. That is not a friend. That is not even a one who knows Jesus. He can't say you know God when you mistreat a person that way. And this happens today. And that's the part that got me when I read. I said, Jesus, as the people do this same thing today. They destroy people. They beat them. They don't mm-hmm. care if they live or die. They'll leave them there to die. And this is what happened to this young man. He was beaten, and the ones that beat him left him. He was beaten half to death, and they left him there to die. And Jesus answering said, he gave him a parable. He said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Now, you looking at this priest, you say, now, this is a man of God. Surely he would help. But see, everybody is not a neighbor. Everybody who says they are a preacher is not where they need to be. The priest should have been the main one running over there praying and checking on him and trying to take care of him. But what did he do? He crossed the street, and he walked on the other side because he didn't want to have anything to do with it. He could have possibly even been scared that they would come back. But the thing about it, you a child of God, why do you have fear? Didn't the song just say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper? So why do you have fear? So he went to the other side and kept walking. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Now, when you look at the Levite and you think about it, God took all of his priests from the Levite tribe. So the Levite should have also helped him. The Levite should have been a neighbor to him, should have been a friend to him, should have cared, should have had compassion for him. But what did he do? He also passed by on the other side. He did nothing to help this young man, though he was laying there, beaten to death, and half dead. They had beaten him so bad. Then, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. The Samaritan had compassion on him. He cared about this man. He didn't know this man, but he was a friend to this man. He was a neighbor to this man because he had compassion on him. Now, this was a Samaritan. Now, we know that the Samaritans, the Jews, didn't have anything to do with. They didn't feel like they were clean because they were also probably Gentile. They had Gentile blood in them. So the Jews considered them less than dogs. Now, John 4:9 said, "Then saith the woman of Samaria unto Jesus, how is it that thou being a Jew ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans." So now our neighbor is the one that is located close to us, or someone we can reach out to with whom we can share God's love. Now, in having compassion on someone that is sharing God's love, because see, God says he is love. So because God is love, then we should show love to our neighbors, to our friends, to our even to our enemies. We are called not only to love them that look like us or ones we are comfortable with, but everyone that God placed in our pathway. We don't just love one or two people. I love my brother because it's my brother. I love my friend because he's my friend. What about that stranger that need help? What about that old lady that don't have food to eat? Glory, hallelujah. But we say we are children of God, but we are basically just like the Levite and the priest. We basically passing on the other side and not having compassion like the Samaritan did. Okay, so the Samaritan had a compassion on him and went to him, bound up his wound, poured in oil and wine, and sat him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Look at the compassion of the Samaritan. Not the compassion of the Levite, not the compassion of the priest, but the compassion of the Samaritan, the one that is considered nothing, is the one that shows the most love. So he took him to the inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spend more when I come again, I will repay thee. Then Jesus asked the question, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?
He said,
he that showed mercy on him. See, we have gotten so hard-hearted, brothers and sisters, that we don't show mercy. We have no mercy for the one that need us to help. We have no mercy. The first thing we'll say is that it shouldn't have been out there, or he should have shut his mouth, or he shouldn't have been around that person. It's not for us to judge, but for us to help. Sometimes God put a person before us just to see what we'll do. Glory be to God. And see, all the things that we do right now, when judgment day comes, is going to come up before us. So that's why we should show love. That's why we should show compassion right now. Matthew 5:44, this is Jesus talking. He said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Now you look at us today, in that situation, we would find it hard to love our enemy. Because see, your enemy going to mistreat you and abuse you. And we find it hard to love our enemy. Then he said, bless them that curse us. We get upset, children of God, and we start cursing back. But that is not the love of God. He said, do good to them that hate you. So we see a person hating us instead of smiling, even though we're not going to get a smile back from them. But because the love of God is in us, we should smile. We should speak, even if they don't open their mouth. You have did the will of God. That's what we need to be looking at, not how that person treat us, but the fact that, praise God, I did God's will and praise him for it. Because it's such a hard task for some people, it's a blessing when they can deal with this and don't get mad and love that person in spite of. The ones which despitefully use you and persecute you, you still got to love them. We're talking about being a neighbor. And being a neighbor is showing love one to the other. It's showing love to whosoever come before you in your pathway that need help. Anything that you can do to help your brother, even if you don't have much, but if you can take them even to the store and buy them a loaf of bread, that's a blessing. If you go into your closet because they don't have shoes on their feet and give them a pair of your shoes, that's a blessing. See, I learned from my oldest brother. He's dead now, praise God, but Uncle Junior told me at one time, he said, "Man," he said, "don't ever give somebody something you don't want." And that was years ago, and I still remember that to this day. If I don't want it and it looks that bad, it's fit for nothing but the garbage, not to give it to somebody else. I don't have a problem going in my closet giving you a dress that I really like, because I remember what he said. And it's just a blessing. Why would you give somebody down to make it even worse? We have to be careful with that. That ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Now, Jesus just letting us know God is not no respecter person. Because you're evil, that don't mean bless you. Because you are good, that don't mean God don't bless you. He has blessed the evil as well as the good. He has blessed the unjust as well as he will the just. Because he has no respect of person. God's blessing continuously show the love that he has for his children. For if he loves them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? So now, if you love somebody just because they love you, glory be to God, that's no reward. Love the one that don't love you. We know you love the one that loves you. But what about the one that don't love you? What about that brother you look at and you feel like, I don't like him? Who are we to judge that person? Who are we to dislike that person? We're talking about being a neighbor. We're talking about love like love and like God's love. Glory be to God. God loved us so much, even in our wrongdoing, he still bless us. We need to pray for the love that Jesus had. He loved us so much, he said, I'm going to die for you. Glory be to God. That's what you call love. That's who you call a friend. That's who you call your neighbor, the one that loves you the most. And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? So be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now, God shows his love to all people. Not just one or two. He don't jump over me and choose Brother D. He don't jump over Brother Tim and choose Brother Dog. He don't jump over Brother Eric and choose someone else, choose me. God don't do that. He's a God that loves us all. And the biggest thing about God, he wants all of us to be saved. So God shows his love to all people. John 3:16-18 said, for God. And you know, we don't use that verse a lot. But that verse should come to our mind every day of our life when we open our eyes and live again. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, mm-hmm. that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I, you used to hear that verse in the church coming and going. But you know what? Steve has forgot all about that verse. They have forgot how much God loved us. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, we love people by sincerely seeking what is best for them. Loving others does not mean agree with everything they say or do, nor does it mean acting in a way that you think is going to meet someone else's approval. See, oftentimes we try to please our brother, please our sister. But see, that's not love. That is not love. That's not the love of God. Loving our neighbor means attending to their needs, both physical and spiritually. I'm going to say that one more time. Loving our neighbors mean attending to their needs, both physical and spiritually. If you see your neighbor need some spiritual help, that's not living the way he should, but saying I'm saved but don't know the way, don't know how to get salvation, take out a little time, a little of your time. Sit down and talk to that neighbor. Because 9 times out of 10, when a person don't know the way, a lot of times they want to know the way. And the one who knows the way needs to sit down, take time, and talk to that neighbor. Because you can help your neighbor enter into the kingdom of God. What a blessing that is to you. God is pleased with your work because God see your love. He see your compassion. He see your sincerity. He see that you want to save others as well as yourself. See, our work does not go unknown to God. He don't ignore our work. He see our works, and he pleased with our work. That's why sometimes you get such a big blessing, and you so thank God for this blessing, because when you got it, you needed it, because you are doing the will of God. Now, we love our neighbor when we show compassion. Like the Good Samaritan in Jesus' parable. Having compassion for them and help them with their needs as we are able to. That is loving our neighbor. So it's not a matter of when we ask who is our neighbor. It's not necessarily the person that lives next door, even though they're neighborly, they're our neighbor, but it's not necessarily always the person that lives next door. It can be a person that lives in another state that someone called you and told you that person needs some help. Can you help me help them? Instead of asking all these questions, what's wrong with them? Why did it happen to them? Where was they at? Why did they go there? Why did they want it? And all that. The person that called you is going to tell you all you need to know to help that person. So your neighbor could be 2 or 3 miles from your house. A mother that have a child and don't have money to give to buy milk. You buying that baby some milk and taking it to that house, that is a neighbor. That is showing love one for the other. That's not seeing your neighbor needing help and turn and walk the other way. Yes, we got a lot of people out there to try to use us. That try to chip you out of your money. And the thing about it, needless to say, they try to do it in the name of the Lord. That's why we pray for discernment of spirits, so that we can help our neighbor, not helping that demon that's trying to beat us, because 9 times out of 10, by the time you give him your money, he probably got $3,000 or $4,000 that he done begged out of. That's not the will of God. And he's going to have to answer to God for what he's done. So let us be like the Good Samaritan. Let us show love one to another. Let us, when we see our neighbor hurt or down, or in a bad way. Let us help them. Let us do what we can to help them. Glory be to God. But see, God didn't leave us without common sense. There's some time we help our neighbor and they turn out to be a moocher. They come to you continuously, not trying to help themselves. But see, God helps us when we help ourselves. And when we see a person not trying to help themselves, yes, help them once or twice. But then you need to talk to them and tell them, brother, sister, it's time for you to try to do something for yourself. It's time for you to get a job. It's time for you to start looking to God and getting on your knees praying. How about going to church next Sunday with me? And let's pray to God. So you'll get to know him. So you can come out of this predicament. There are so many ways we can be neighborly to our fellow man. So I thank God for this time. And I certainly hope I answer some of Ms. Kathy's questions, Sister Kathy's questions. And I thank God for that. We cutting it off a little early today. Glory, hallelujah, to give time for any comments or anything that anyone else wants to say. In the meantime, I'm going to ask Brother D if he have anything he want to add to Who Is Thy Neighbor?
I had to step out here. Yeah, step outside in the traffic. Yeah, I really think behind that, it's just time for the benediction if there's no questions from our listeners, because that's true. There's nothing else Brother D can say. You covered it well, and you really covered it when you went to Matthew's. Matthew's made it plain as it plain could be. He said, pray for those that despisefully misuse you. What she's telling you, no matter what come up, you don't fight five with five. He said, pray for them. And we
pray
all,
for
we
them.
All
that's right.
Found ourselves in that situation at some point in time when we strike back. Brother D himself is guilty of it, but the Lord is able. So we fight with prayer. And that's what we fight with prayer. And acknowledge that our neighbors is anyone that we can show love to. Amen?
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
I think you covered it well.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother D, for that. Amen. Now, 7202, I see you have your hand up. You're on. You're on. 7202.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you.
Can you
hear me? Yes,
ma'am.
Thank you, Sister Mary, for covering this. I missed the beginning, but I'm here now. I had a situation with a neighbor, and I told the neighbor, I said, I know what you're going through is hard, but you have to keep praying. When you pray, God opened doors for you, but you can't give up. You have to keep praying.
Amen.
And that was the best advice I could give her, because she didn't want to open up all the way, and I respected that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I just told her with the little information she gave me, I said, don't stop praying. Just keep on praying. Things will change for you. Things will change because God answers prayer. And then,
amen.
In another note, I deal with third world countries, and now that is very hard for me. It's very hard for me to leave people who are struggling. You know,
yes.
I have food in my refrigerator where I deal with people that don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very hard for me. And it's very hard
for
me to leave them and come home.
That's a blessing. But sometimes, Sister McDougal, Sister Kathy, sometimes you have to pray for that person. Sometimes people don't know how to pray to get to God. Ask that person, can I pray for you? Glory be to God. Because I tell you, I gave, when we moved about a month ago, I gave every drop of my food out the pantry, out the refrigerator away. And we ate on, me and my daughter ate on the dribble I had left. Because I said, don't make sense about all of this food that we're not going to eat. And we're not going to throw it away. So let's give it away.
Yeah.
So we bless people. Go ahead.
Yeah. I feel very guilty when I have leftovers in my refrigerator. They go bad because I don't go back to eat them. And I end up throwing them. I feel guilty about it. Because I know I'm dealing with people who would want that food right away, you know, who would.
Amen.
It's no telling what they would do for it. So, you know, one part of my life I'm struggling with, you know, with dealing with these third world countries and making sure their needs are met. But it's very hard for me to leave them, to come home.
God bless you. God bless you. And there's so much compassion that you're showing. But even with your leftovers, God know your heart. But if you have a family member that wants the leftover, give it to them. That's going to help somebody. But if you have to throw it away, do you know God knows? God understand. He know your heart. And he know you want to help. The thing that we got to realize, Sister Kathy, God knows us better than we know ourselves.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
And he knows your heart. He know you would love to help. He know you would love to be able to give that food away.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you want to and you don't have nobody to give it to, God understands.
Yeah.
He knows. And I'm so glad I was able to do this for you because for some reason it stayed in my mind since the day you asked me about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I thank God for that because God wanted me to give this. But now you understand all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah,
all right.
I
thank you so very much. And
Thank you.
Stay encouraged and keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, thank you very much.
You know something, too? You know something, too? I like to tell her. I heard her, and I was listening to her sister. But, you know, you hear
hold on a minute.
Time, God is a
hold
right
on a minute.
God.
Hold on just a sec. Brother D, hold on. Devo, hold on just a second. 4985, hold on. You'll be up in just a second. Go ahead with what you're telling her.
Hey, man, you know, you hear us say God is a right now God. Don't you know when you go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to forgive you for whatever you've done wrong, it's forgotten? In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that when you say you struggle with giving food, what you've done yesterday matters not when you ask the Lord for forgiveness today. You can start fresh.
Amen. That's right.
That's just how good, that's just how much God loves us. He allows us to start first, like we're a newborn baby all over again, when we go to him in prayer and ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
And he helps us with it. He helps us because he wants to. That's all you got to do, sister. Just stay prayed up, sister. Stay prayed up.
Amen. Okay. 4985, you're open. 4985, you're open.
How y'all doing?
We're well, Brother Kiki. How are you?
Look,
we can hear you.
It's amazing. It's amazing that you all are talking about giving and receiving. And the reason why it's so touching to me, it's quite a few people know that Thanksgiving for the last 13 years, I've been feeding a homeless shelter. And my first couple of years of experience, Sister Mary, is I had a younger, well, I still have a younger guy that whenever we get finished at the shelter, we have to-go boxes. So it's ironic that we'll, you know, that we'll go to the street. We don't care who you are, how you dress, or whatever. Well, I stop open that bus door and ask, hey, man, have you had anything to eat? Or have a young lady, y'all had anything to eat? So this particular time, I stop, open the door, and the guy come up there. He might get in the place together, and the guy asked, he said, what y'all got? And it takes everything that you have, Sister Mary, to know that you're doing your best to help someone, and for him to be standing out there, and for him not to been had nothing to eat, ask you what do you have? So Mike was saying, "Oh, Mike, ho, don't say nothing." I said, "Young man, if you desire a plate, here's a plate. If not, could you please step aside and let me give these people that want something to eat, something to eat?" And I told Mike, I said, "Mike, I'm going to watch this. Well, stop passing them plates out, Sister Mary." I guess a bell went off in his head. Ding, 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 ding. I ain't got nothing to eat. And this food smells mighty good. And he got cake and dessert. So when he comes back up there, I said, "Mike, when he comes back up there," I said, "Mike, I got it." I said, "Here you go, young man. You have a blessed day, and I hope the food tastes well to you." But Sister Mary, sometimes you have to find that happy medium with yourself, because we all want to be Christians. We all try to do the right thing, but for somebody to ask you, "What do you have?" and you stand out in front of a bus stop, and when I stop, you ask me what I have. That means I just struck your interest, because you asked me, "What do I have?" And the question that I could have asked them was, "What do you have?" But instead, God said, "Be humble," and just tell him to move aside. And when I did that, Sister Mary, I had no more problem. Because all the people grabbed them plates, Sister Mary, grabbed them something to eat, grabbing them a drink or water, and they took their blessing and they moved on. And I guess he thought about it. I guess he said, I got these biggest folks in the world. And it's mighty funny that y'all having this discussion.
Well, anytime we help people, well, you thank God for Sister Kathy, because she asked that question about 2 or 3 weeks ago. But, you know, anytime we can help somebody, we need to do it. You know, I had told them once before, I saw a man digging in the garbage can. Glory be to God. He had one arm, and he was digging in the garbage can with that one arm. And I didn't even have no money. The little money I had wasn't even mine. It was my daughter. But I told that man, "If you just take your hand out of that garbage, I'll give you a few dollars. The store's right there on the corner. Go get you some food." And I gave this man my daughter's money. And it was not the matter of the fact that, you know, it just, my heart just went out to him, because you got one arm already. And you digging in the garbage can. God don't want us to see people like that and don't help them. So you do what you can. I helped him. I called my daughter. I said, "Babe, I told my daughter, I said, gave you money away, baby." And she started laughing. And I told her what happened. She said, "Mommy, he might go get some whiskey." I said, "You know what? He might." I said, "But I gave him that with good intention for him to eat."
Exactly.
So is there any other questions or any other testimonies or comments? So this basically just let us know what it takes for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It let us know how we can love like God loves. That's what he wants us to do. Look at how many enemies Jesus had and still have. But he died for that unrighteous man, that enemy, the one that persecuted him, the one that the one that treated him the worst. The one that treated him, he still died for him so that they could be saved.
A.T. He even asked the Father to forgive him. He even asked the Father to forgive him. But they know now
yes,
what they
he did.
Yes, he did.
Exactly. And that's what you call love. That's what you call friend. That's what you call neighbor. That's just like when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And every time I think of that scripture, I think of my brother. Before he died, he preached. I call him friend. And that was the scripture that he came from. See, Jesus called Lazarus friend. Not only Lazarus, Jesus called us friends. So we need to love Jesus like he loved us. Brother Tim, are you with us? Okay, he must be working. I didn't want to just sit up and not acknowledge him at all. But I thank God for this day. I thank God for everything that has been said and everything that's been heard. Sister McDougal, you just keep on doing what you do. And because of your compassion in your heart for people, that what causes you to feel guilty, because you want everybody to have just like you have. But you just pray for that. Leave that in God's hand. Who you can't help, leave them in God's hand. God can help everybody. There isn't anyone he can't feed. So you just pray for ones you cannot help. Pray for them. God is able. Brother Kiki, we thank you for that testimony. You just keep on doing what you're doing and feed as many people as you can, because that's a blessing right there. Some of those people don't even have a home to go to, or a bed to lay down in, or a table to sit at, to have food to eat. So it's a blessing. God see your work. So if that be all, I just want to say I thank God for each and every one of you that came out to be with us today. And I just want to encourage you on next Wednesday. Be with us again, same time, same channel on next Tuesday. Brother D hosts the Gospel Hour. Be with us on next Tuesday. I tell you, we have a hallelujah good time. Each and every day of the week, Brother Eric has God's plan. I think it's at 8 o'clock in the morning. So either amen, way it goes, amen. Somehow or another, you will get the word of God. That's what we're seeking. We're seeking the word. We're seeking to give the word. We're seeking to please God, not to please ourselves, not to please man, but we're seeking to please God. And it's God's will that we get the word out to the saved, the unsaved, the lost. We just get it out there. It's up to them to listen, to receive it, to take it in. So I just want to say again, God is love. Thank you again for each and everybody that came out today. Brother D, if you don't mind, pray us out. And while you're praying, mention Brother, what's his name that came on last night that was sick? Brother Dawkins asked somebody to pray for him, and we messed around, Brother Fan. We messed around and closed out and didn't, and that has worried me all day. So please, say a word of prayer for Brother Fan, and that God will heal his body, get him up off that bed, and he'll feel like he felt before he even laid down. God is
Amen. It's a good thing you caught me just in the nick of time. I was just pulling off. I just showed you how the Lord work. I was slow dragging, pulling off. I'm saying, I think Brother Tim is tired of it at work. Let me just slow drag around it for a minute in case you need me. I say this as I prepare to pray. I truly enjoyed the service today.
Praise God.
And I had really forgotten about Kiki. And he made mention of that a few years ago. Tell me how you see. You know, that's a form of ministry within itself, how he go around.
Yes, it is a ministry.
Homeless.
It sure is.
That's a ministry right there. Yes, it is.
Yes,
we
it
just
is.
Thank God for blessing, for putting on his mind and his heart to bless someone as he be blessed. God is truly
That's right.
in the blessing business. Somebody's each and every
and his
one
testimony
needs
to be heard. That was a blessing right there. His testimony
yes,
was a blessing.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of them. A lot of people in this world today don't know what a hot meal look like.
That's the truth.
And he give out hot food. And I heard him say once how he go down and just find someone to give food to. You know, in the time that I have known him, I can't say what someone else say, but I have never heard him ask anyone to give him a dime. But
what a blessing.
I just thank God for him and thank God for what he do. Amen. Let's go to the
Amen.
Lord in prayer. Bow your head. Give God your heart. Give him your ear. Father God, we come before you this evening. Not closing out, Father, but just to slide to the side. Well, Father, we just want to tell you, we thank you for allowing the word to come today. We thank you for the word that came. We want to thank you, Father, for the sister that acts for a better understanding of the word friend. Father, we thank
Nathan.
You for how you left it on your word, in your word on record, Father, to let us know what a friend truly is. And we just want to
mm-hmm.
tell you thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for
thank
calling
you,
us friends. For you said in your word,
yes.
if we just do your will, then we will be friends.
Amen.
And you will be ours.
Yes.
Father, and
yes.
we know that there's no greater love than a friend that walks closer than even a brother will. And we just want to tell you thank
yes.
you, Lord. Father, we thank you.
Thank
we thank you.
You.
We thank you. We had 1,000 tongues, Lord. We couldn't thank you enough. We thank you for Brother Keith coming in, Father. Father, we thank you for touching him, that he's able to do what he do for the homeless, Lord. We just want to tell you to continue to bless him, Father. Continue to keep him, Lord, that he may continue to do your will
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we ask that you look upon our brother Fan. We found out yesterday, Father, he's a little under the weather. But we know you are a doctor above all doctors. We know that
oh,
you can
yes.
speak and man can live. And we just ask,
yes.
Father, that you dispatch your angels and let them come around his bedside, touch his body with the fingertip of love, knowing that everything will be made pure. Everything will be all
Amen.
Right, Lord. Father, we
Amen.
Know that you're able, Lord. And we know that
yes,
you can bless right now. Touch him right now, Lord. We don't know
touch
what the illness
God.
Is, Father, but we know you're able, Lord. We know that you're able. We read,
able.
Father, in your word, well, a young lady said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'd be
yes.
Father, we want to touch your garment
thank
right
you,
now, Lord. In the name of
yes.
Jesus. Bless, Lord. Continue to bless. Continue
bless.
To keep us, Lord. Continue to bless Brother Dog. Father, bless him for what Father, for what you've already done for him. But continue to bless his mind, Father. He will continue to allow us to give your word. Father, he do these shows each and every week. And not one time has he asked for a dime. Father, touch
Amen.
His mind. Touch his heart. Touch his body, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We know that
in
you're able, Lord, and we know that you can. Father, if you only will. Lord, we love you. We love you, Lord. We read in your word, Father,
yes,
where you
Lord,
said
you
was a jealous God. We
yeah.
love you, Lord. We read in your word,
love
Father,
you.
Where you said you would bless those that bless. Father, we love you, Lord. We thank
love
you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank,
thank
you, Father,
you,
for allowing your son to come and die for us, to give us a chance
yeah.
at life. And then you said we should have life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would guide us. Guide us, Father. Lead us not into temptation, Father. Deliver us from all evil, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, give us a mind that the most Satan when he come up on us, Lord. Father, the question was asked yesterday, how do we know whether it's Satan or you talking to the Lord? Father, you put it in my mind and say that there's no sin in God. Father, we ask that you continue
None.
To bless us. Give us a mind to know Satan when he come up on us, Lord. Touch right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen.
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 Amen. We thank Brother D for that
thank
beautiful,
God for
beautiful, powerful prayer.
Amen.
We thank God for that prayer because the prayer changes
yes.
things. And just before I turn
yes,
it back to
yes,
Brother Dog,
is.
I just want to take
yes,
this minute. And as I was thinking about Brother Dog, Brother D began to pray for you. I just want to take this minute,
Amen.
Brother Dog, to say thank you. We appreciate you. We thank
yes.
you for everything
yes.
that we do. And we always
yes.
pray your strength in the Lord. And you just continue to be encouraged and do what you do. I just want to say we love you and thank you. In your hand, Brother Dawg.
Yes, yes, in the name of Jesus.
Brother Edgar stole my song and kept playing the song. So, Brother Edgar, if you out there, if you got a minute, Brother Edgar, if you out there, hit the one button, because you stole my song this morning. If you out there, if you could talk. But that's why I played that song. So, Sister Mary, he stole my song, Sister Mary. He stole my song. Come on in here, Brother Edgar. Come on in here.
Good job,
guys.
Brother Edgar, why you still brought that song, huh?
And you know what? I'm glad it's we song. That's we song. That's we song. That's a good one. I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Brad, dude, that's like old music. That's us's song.
Yeah, that's us's song. Hey, to the mayor, he said about 20 times I'm gone. He said about 20 times I'm gone this morning. He came back 21 times. He came back.
Oh my God, sis, it's wonderful.
Yeah, sister Kathy, your mic on. Sister Kiki, your mic on too, though. But yeah, it's just a good old fellowship in time, guys. Just a good fellowship in time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard to leave when the word get good, ain't it, Brother Eric? Can't turn it loose, sis.
On the morning show, like, they be having some new songs all the time. They be having a bunch of new songs. They always come back to the good old. They always come back to the good old.
Yes, sir. our first lady told us this past week, she said sometimes we just need to go back and hit it old stuff. It was good for mother and good for us now. Don't throw them out the
window. Right.
Amen. That's true.
I love that song.
Don't y'all go nowhere yet. I want y'all to hear the end of this one. Don't y'all go nowhere. Don't y'all go nowhere. I thought this was the end.
Sound like she
meant that she was gonna go all the way, but she seemed like she meant that.
She seemed like she meant that.
Yeah, she's
serious about it.
Yeah. You know how that young lady sang that song? Man, she sung that back in the '50s, man. That's an old song, man.
Uh-huh.
That's a record.
Hey, I know you young boys don't know about that. I was born in the '50s, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Mary. I gotta confess something, cause I'm mad though. Sister Emily gonna text me today, come on some. I gotta teach somebody at work how to do something, and I wasn't ready to get on. So I didn't want to even mention her name today because I'm mad. Because you don't have to get on. You go to work, you put your earphones on, you be listening to the more hip-hop song, so you can come on and listen to the gospel. I'm just going to say that, though, because I'm mad, though. I heard Brother Eric kind of mention some on his program about that kind of stuff, too. We always got excuses why we can't do the fast stuff, but now we can do all the rest of that stuff, though. But I ain't talking about nobody, but I just had to get it off. But I'm mad, though.
Amen.
We just keep praying for Sister Emily.
We keep praying for Sister Emily.
You know what, brother? I said that to Reverend Eric and Brother Eric the other day, too. I'm going to send you the song so you can say it. There's No Excuse by the Jackson Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to send it to you.
But what I noticed in the last month or two or 2 months, I'm glad to hear everybody's coming together on one accord. It makes me feel good. I feel real good now. And I love to see this. I love it. I love it, man. I love it. I'm just glad to see everybody come together. Because we all got one goal in mind, and that is to serve the Lord. We all got the same goal.
So we should all be on the same goal.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, watch this, Brother D. Watch this, Brother D. He ain't got this song, Brother D.
Yeah.
Serving the Lord.
It'll pay off after a while.
Yes, it will.
I know you got it.
Hey, Sister Madam, I just thought about it. Me and Brother D, that's a good thing about two people with different minds and different ones. Brother D came on this morning show and said, serving the law, we'll pay off in time and stuff. Brother D said, mine pay off every day. Now, when Brother D said that, the reason I didn't say the same thing was because I'm saying to myself, he gives everybody that can wake up in the morning and say, it can wake up in the morning, I say he's serving them already. So when he say I'm serving the Lord, we'll pay off sometime, I say, okay, just like I might pay for something today, I may not get it the next week. So that's where I look at it. I look at it as serving the Lord, it will pay off, you know. So it was a good view from two different people. It was a good view from two different people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
It's so wrong.
But you know what? You get it when he give it to you. And you be just as excited whenever you get it.
Well, all right, guys. Like Sister Mary said, she done had Brother D to pray us off, and we started fellowshipping after that, and we got happy. But at that time, does anybody got anything? Go ahead and take your 22 seconds. I shouldn't have said that. But go ahead and take your 22 seconds, guys. Come on with it, y'all. Come on with it.
Since Brother Eric come late, Brother Eric late to the party, I'm going to give Brother Eric my 22 seconds, so he got 44 seconds there. Amen.
Okay, well, I'm gonna see if I can get 15 seconds back to somebody. I want to really say something. It's beautiful when you can come and laugh, because the Bible says laugh is like medicine. You know, and I don't know about you, and it soothes the heart. You know, what I'm talking about when you can come and release.
Reverend Aaron, hold up, let me break y'all, because we the host, we should go last, just in case. Let me see. Kathy McDougal, Miss Kathy, you got anything you want to say before we get to summing it up? Kathy, you got anything you want to say, Kathy?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Appreciate you coming on. Thank you. God bless you. All right. Bless hold on a minute. Brother Kiki, you got anything to say before Long Wind Jr. get on? Brother Kiki.
No, sir.
Now, you know what I got?
No, sir, no.
Okay.
No,
okay.
God bless you, Kiki.
Okay, all right. But now, see, now, I got to go back and revamp my long winded. At first it was Brother D. Then it was Tim House. Then it was Sister Mary. Then it was Brother. Man, I just got to name all y'all long winded. That's all. Well, come on in there, Brother. Come on, Brother.
you know what, man? I'm guilty as charged. You know what? Because I can't turn it loose when he in there. When he's really working, it's hard to let it go, man. Even when you want to let go. I was in my little corner, Sister Mary, just minding my own little business. And they kept talking about God. It's just hard to sit on the side when they talk about God. So I said, thank you.
Thank you, sure.
And I love you guys. And you can't do nothing about it.
When you're true another Lord, bro, you're not going to stay on the sideline.
Amen.
You go to your audience. Amen.
All right, Sister Mary, get us out of here, Sister Mary. Get us out of here, Sister Mary.
Amen. We just thank God for this day, Brother Eric. We thank you for being with us this evening.
God bless you.
We thank God for each and everyone that was listening. We just pray that the word reached your heart. We pray that now you understand what it takes to be a neighbor. You understand what it takes to be a friend. Because God loves us all. And we got to treat people just like God treats people. He loves the just as well as the unjust. The unjust always got a chance to be saved. And I just thank God for that. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word on today. Father God, we thank you for Brother Dog and the heart that he have to get your word out among the people. Father God, we thank you for all the hosts, Father God, that's excited and willing to give your word to the people and don't mind doing it. We thank you, God. We thank you for each and every one that can lift up their hands and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for you said in your word, if we lift you up from the earth, you will draw all men unto you. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we ask you to just touch the sick, the shut-in, the needy, the young, the old. Father God, we ask you to bless all over the world. Father God, bless the bereaved, Father God. Give them that peace, Father God, that they can deal with the fact that you have called the loved ones home. Father God, we thank you. Father God, and we ask you to just touch and heal each and every one that's on here that has an ailment, an ache, or whatsoever it is in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, God, to keep us covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And thank God until we meet again.
845-277-9191. 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I need. As I travel
through.
concludes our prayer service for the day. Time for reflection with Sister Marion. We appreciate everybody that came out. Appreciate everybody that got some out of this program. That being said, Sister Marion, you know what to do, Sister Marion. Get on out of here. Just in case. Get on out of here, Sister Marion. Yes, sir. We want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We thank y'all. Okay, that concludes the ceremony. If anybody got anything they want to bring up, anything to do, just hit the one button and we'll entertain whatever you got to entertain. Otherwise, you know what I got to do. I'm down here. I'm off base today. I'm down at the racetrack down here. So if we're checking them out there today, I don't know if they out there today, kid or somebody, anybody that want to keep the show running, I need somebody to hit the button and help me out here. I'll help you all out. Cause I'm down here working. Perfect weather down here. It don't rain on the doggone Tiff and Toon days, but it rained on the big show days. I don't understand that, man. Tiff and Toon day, we can have perfect Tiff and Toon day. Time for the big show, we don't have nothing going on. All right, with that being said, if ain't nobody got no announcement, nothing to talk about. Okay. I said Trigger Man and them said they ready. I said Mario and them said they ready. I said Jesse James said they ready. Uncle Sam said they ready. All of them said they ready. Hold up. But ain't nobody raising. All right. With that being said, I didn't get nobody to raise their hand. Hold on. I would like to congratulate Phil on his crew chief. Yeah, Phil signed up for the, you know, he came on the show and said he wasn't going to do it, but I really gave him enough incentive to do it. Yeah, Phil Schuler is now a full-time crew chief, at least for this year, on the Tony Schumacher team, along with Tara Oka, whatever that. Anyway, he's a full-time crew chief now. So props out to Phil and hope that he continue to do what he got to do in his life. And so just go to show you. He was gone a couple of years and they had to call him back. That's why you never burn them bridges. That's why you never burn them bridges, because you never know when you got to go back across. Oh, that's kind of religious right there. Yeah, don't burn no bridges, because you never know when you might have to take your butt back across them. And they got alligators and snakes in some of them doggone rivers, so you might have to go across the bridge. All right, with that being said, since we didn't have nobody to keep the show going, I love all y'all. God bless you.